Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On today's show, we will have music from many different genres, whether it be R&B, Filipino funk, Filipino reggae, along with some community announcements and some news. In regards to the community announcements and Balita, happy birthday greetings go out to a former guest of the Filipino American National News, Kenan Dava, who celebrated his birthday this past Saturday. Kenan was on the show last year speaking about a documentary that he filmed about the Film Minnesotan Association's debutantes ball, which you can find on YouTube. Also, happy birthday greetings go out to my daughter Kehlani, who also celebrated her birthday yesterday, turning the big 5 years old. Also, congratulations go out to the participants of the recently completed Minnesota Pinoy League basketball tournament. It was the 2022 edition of Balorong Pagmasa. There was a total of 11 teams in the tournament, 6 of which in A division and 5 of which in a B division. Congratulations go out to the Minnesota Heat for winning the tournament on the A division side, and congratulations go out to NLCF, who won the B division. Special big congratulations go out to Nick Kane, who has had quite a run in terms of the local Filipino basketball scene since the FMA basketball tournament of last year. Nick has won a total of, I believe, 7 of the Filipino-American basketball tournaments, and as of one of his teammates, Francis Bunju, he won his 5th in the calendar year and 11th overall in regards to basketball tournaments, from the Minnesota Pinoy League tournaments to the 6 tournaments he has won in the Film Minnesotan Basketball Invitational. In regards to community announcements, the Film Minnesotan Association will be having their FMA Summer Night Cruisin' Dinner Dance, and this will be taking place on the Atiamo Showboat at 525 South Main Street in Stillwater, Minnesota. Boarding begins at 6 p.m. and this is a boat ride that's lasting from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information in regards to this particular event, you can contact Ramon or Mercy at 763-227-8075. Right now, we are going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from a pioneer in the Filipino-American R&B scene, and that is none other than Jocelyn Enriquez, and this is her song, Kailinan Man.
Thank you.
Jocelyn Enriquez with her song Kailina Man. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 90.3 FM in the Twin Cities, and also can be heard at kfai.org/Filipino American National News, and you can stream that also on your phone via the Android store at Google Play or the Apple store. For right now, we're going to head over to our first article of the evening, and this comes from the Phil Star. Bacolod will be bustling with the merrymakers with the return of the Bacolod Rum Festival happening from August 12th through the 20th. After 2 years of absence since its first staging in 2019, the Bacolod and Rum Maker Tanduay and Bacolod Rum Festival returns with a rock concert featuring popular musical acts Arthur Neri, Magnus Haven, and Ethan Locas, with appearances by actor Derek Ramsey. The festival is a prelude to the highly anticipated annual Mascara Festival. The latter festival that has become a favorite destination for local and international tourists for its festive vibe that is highlighted with a street dance that features dancers in festive garb and a giant smiling mask. Apart from the abundance of the favorite spirit, the festival also showcased the craftsmanship, skill, and artistry of the Baclanons through various events such as the barrel art, bottle design, and street art competition. Bacolod's famed culinary culture will also be under the spotlight through the culinary competitions. Food parks will be set up throughout the festival. With good food comes good drinks, and festival goers would not want to miss the flair-tending and mixology contest. Bacolod is considered the sugar capital of the Philippines. It reportedly has almost 200,000 hectares of sugarcane farms, with sugarcane as the primary source of rum production. Meanwhile, Filipino rum brand Danduay has been on a winning streak in the past years. Drinks International, the Millionaire's Club edition, Shea Waterworth, said that the brand was the number one selling rum brand in the world in 2021. They have held the title of the world's number one rum for 5 consecutive years now. Overall, Danduay was ranked the 6th best-selling spirit brand in the world across all categories, Waterworth said. Drinks International magazine collected annual data on 154 million case brands from public company reports and directly requested results. As of this writing, the Filipino brand is now being marketed in 12 United States and the territories of Guam, Singapore, China, the United Arab Emirates, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, and the United Kingdom. It also continues its partnership with leading teams from the National Basketball Association, which include champions the Golden State Warriors and Milwaukee Bucks. Last year, it also started a partnership with the Phoenix Suns and Minnesota Timberwolves. The brand recorded 1.2 billion pesos net income in 2021, with the revenue increasing by 6.7%. It enjoyed 27% share of the Philippine overall spirit market. And for right now, we're going to head over to our second song of the evening. It is from a group called The Farmers, and this is their take on a Freddie Aguilar classic entitled Mindanao.
Wala nang magkaisip ay nagisnan ko ang problema hanggang sa kasali ko yan at upang nakikita muli pa rin ang tumaan kalat na ang kaguluhan sa Mindanao.
once again, that was The Farmer with their take on Freddy Aguilar's classic, Mindanao. And we do have some time for some more articles. This comes from the KLSSports.com. Utah Jazz guard Jordan Clarkson will play for the Philippines at the World Cup qualifier, according to a report from Sports Tando. Clarkson is expected to play in two games for the Philippines at the end of this month. Utah Jazz Filipino-American guard Jordan Clarkson will play for the Philippines in the upcoming FIBA World Cup Asian qualifiers, Sports Tando reported. The Jazz guard, who identifies as a Filipino-American, is one of the two current NBA players with Filipino heritage and last played for the national team at the 2018 Asian Games. Houston Rocket guard Jalen Green is also of Filipino descent. Clarkson's grandmother was born in Manila, where the former Sixth Man of the Year has become a national hero. The Philippines will take on Lebanon on August 25th at the Nohad Nawafal Sports Complex in Beirut, the Lebanese capital city. On August 29th, the Philippines will host Saudi Arabia at the Mall of Asia Arena in Manila. Like most players on the current Jazz rosters, Clarkson's future with the team is uncertain. After trading Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves last month, the Jazz have been actively shopping all-star guard Donovan Mitchell in a deal that would initiate a full rebuild for the franchise. Those moves would signal the end of several Jazz veteran tenure on the Jazz, including Clarkson, who is entering his final guaranteed season of his contract. And for one other article, this comes from Rappler. Rising NBA star Jalen Green returned to the Philippines for the first time since getting drafted by the Houston Rockets in 2021, and the Filipino-American looks wholesomely enjoying his stay. "It feels great to come back as an NBA player," said Green, as he reconnects with the country where his maternal side has family roots. "I love it. It's the best out here. I can't get enough of it." Green, dressed in a calm and breezy all-gray getup, was brought in by Adidas as part of the JG4 Manila Tour, which has included art stops, social gatherings, open runs, and press conferences. The last time he was in Manila was for the NBTC tournament in 2018, where his fame locally grew exponentially. "I just came out here to get so much love and so much attention and so many gifts. It's really a blessing," said Green in a media junket on Friday, August the 12th. Like most Philippine guests, although it would seem fine for Green to already call this country home, given the mutual admiration, he has been enamored by the different food options. "The food. I love the food. Yesterday I had chicken balls. They were pretty fire. I had some barbecue skewers. Those were fire, too. I haven't had the chicken adobo yet, but I'll probably get that soon." Green isn't concerned about eating too much, since putting on weight is one of his off-season tasks following the stellar rookie season with the Rockets. "The food is amazing. I can't complain about the food. Any good food is good food." Green, whose mother, Bree Porgangan, traces her roots to Ilocos Sur, loves representing the Filipinos in the NBA. Despite typically being shorter and less athletic, the counterparts from around across the globe, there's room for Filipinos to thrive in the biggest basketball league in the world, Green believes. "Anybody can get into the NBA all around the world. It's a worldwide league. You just have to put your mind into it and stick to the grind. Don't lose yourself in it because you have a tough day or you feel nothing's going your way," he said passionately. "That's the moment you got to live for. The days you feel like you're struggling or nothing going your way, you got to capitalize on that. Just stay in the lab and work." The last sentence is what Green believes homegrown talent Kai Soto will do as he follows his own unique journey. After going unselected in the 2022 NBA draft, the former Ateneo Blue Eagle decided to play for a second straight season with the Adelaide 36ers in the Australia National Basketball League. "I love Kai's game. Super good," Green shared. "He's just on a different journey right now. Everybody has their own path. This is his story, and he's going to make it what he wants to. I think he loves the game, and he wants to get to the league. So I think he's going to achieve it." And right now, we are going to play our last song of the evening. It is from a funk soul group from the 70s. And the name of this group is called Tequila. And this is their song, Macarabaca Ikalat. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. It's where community grows.